55th lesson. Speed and acceleration.
Consider two fixed points, A and B, at a distance L from each other, and a moving point, M. If M travels the distance L during the time T, it travels with an average speed V, equal to L over T. Assume that AB equals 80 kilometers and that T equals 1 hour. The car moves at 80 kilometers per hour as an average, that is, approximately 50 miles an hour. Another possible speed unit is the knot. 1 knot is 1 nautical mile per hour. When the car moves slowly, it is in slow motion. When it moves fast or quickly, it is in fast motion. But M does not travel at a constant speed. As it starts from A, it accelerates, or speeds up, gently. As it approaches B, it decelerates, or slows down, rapidly, until it eventually comes to a stop. A pendulum also has a variable speed, but it has a constant period T, like all periodic motions.
Exercises.
In the pendulum, the mass M starts from A with zero speed, goes through A prime, then reaches I. Is it slower at I than at A prime? If not, what is it?
No, it is faster than at A prime.
In terms of acceleration, what does it do from A to I?
From A to I, it accelerates or speeds up.
Then what does it do from I to B?
From I to B, it decelerates, or slows down.
What does it do when it reaches B?
When it reaches B, it stops, or comes to a stop.
What is the value of the speed at I, as shown in the figure?
The speed at I is 2 meters per second.
Read this equation.
T tends to 2 pi root r over g when theta sub 0 tends to 0. Or approaches zero.
What is T?
T is the period of the motion.